That your name is praised from the rising of the sun to its setting down. We are confident of your love towards us. We are confident of your grace towards us. Day by day, we grow and increase in this very reality. We grow and increase in this very reality. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus. All right, and then you take your seat. I want to share some few thoughts with you, and then we'll be up to pray. We'll be up to pray again. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to share a very crucial matter with us. It's basic, but highly crucial and sensitive when it comes to our walk with God, when it comes to our journey of faith. It's very important we attend to these things, because it's a defining factor of our relationship with God. Somebody asked the question, how do I burn and shine? Because this month is a month of burning and shining. Somebody asked, how can I burn and shine? And there are three things I decided to talk about today. In its simplistic sense. And I believe as we commit our hearts to these sayings, we will live the beautiful life Christ has called us to live. Hallelujah. In the ministry of Jesus, after he had matured and reached the age where he had to be committed to a teacher, in the story pertaining to our Lord at age 12, from that time, we didn't hear much about Jesus until he was 30. Now, when Jesus was 30, there was this profound event that happened, which was his baptism. At the baptism of Jesus, there were two witnesses, but three personalities. There was the witness of the Father, and there was the witness of the Spirit upon the Son. So right there in the baptism of Jesus, we see the Godhead. The Father spoke unto the Word, which is the Son. And then the Bible says, for the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jesus in a form of a dove. Now, the Bible didn't say that the Holy Spirit was a dove. He spoke of the form at which he came to rest upon Jesus. So we see the presence of God in the baptism of Jesus. The presence of God came upon Jesus in the person of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says thereafter that the Spirit moved him into the wilderness. Let's look at it. Thank you, Jesus. Speak in other tongues. Oh, gosh. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. All of you read 1, 2, go. Glory to God. So he says, and Jesus was led by the Spirit unto the wilderness. Luke 4, verse 1. He says, then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Now, right from the conception of Jesus, we see also when the angel appeared before Mary and spoke to Mary that she's going to bear a child of the Most High. And she asked, how shall it be? Bible says, for he said, and the Spirit, the angel said unto her, the Spirit shall overshadow your womb. So right from conception, Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary by the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Ghost that impregnated the womb of Mary. Then again, we see in his baptism, right before his ministry begins, the Spirit of the Lord again moved him into the wilderness, full of the Spirit. Then again, in his death, burial, and resurrection, we see the presence of the Holy Spirit again. In that instance, he's also called the glory of the Father. You see, the Holy Spirit is also the glory of the Father. The Holy Spirit is also the glory of the Father. So now, when you look at Romans 6, all right, he said, as we died with him. As he was buried, we were buried with him. As he was raised by the glory of the Father, I think Romans 6, verse 3, he said, even so, we walk in the newness of life. So he was raised by the glory of the Father. In Romans 8 verse 11, you see the scripture saying that if the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. So Christ was raised from the dead by the Spirit. So by the Holy Spirit, Jesus was raised from the dead. By the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so now you see the important role of the Holy Spirit in the life and the ministry of Jesus. In every unique experience of Jesus, you see the presence of the Holy Ghost. Even with God in creation, before God would speak forth his word, the Bible says that, and the earth was without form and was void. Then the Holy Spirit, the Spirit was hovering over the waters. The Spirit was hovering over the waters. The Spirit activated energy upon the waters. Then God spoke and light came. The light came. You see. So without the presence of the Holy Spirit upon the waters, what would have the word of God done? Because the Spirit of God is the force of God. He's the energy of God. He's the ability of God. Whatever God does, when God's power has to be manifested, it is manifested by the ability of the Holy Spirit. Without the ability of the Holy Spirit, you cannot see the manifestation of God's power. So in creation, you see the presence of the Holy Spirit. In the incarnation of Jesus, you see the presence of the Holy Spirit. At the beginning of the ministry of Jesus, you see the presence of the Holy Spirit. Even when Jesus had returned from the wilderness, the Bible says when he went to the temple, he opened the scriptures. You see, and he spoke concerning the Spirit of the Lord coming upon him. Let's look at it. The book of Luke. Are you there? Luke chapter 4, verse 14. It says, then Jesus returned. Ha katalabaha. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Holy Spirit. While seated with your two hands lifted, speak in other tongues. La kabaraba. La kalababa. We draw out power. We draw out power. We draw out power. We draw out power. Lemo soteke. Lemo sete. Lemo zelekete. Ramale kebo. Come on. Lamante ke sota. Lekebo komandala gesa. Rakebo sha kababaya. Lebo borondos ke kalabasonde. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Larus kibalaba. Ratas kabalaba. As your hands are lifted, some of you are receiving fresh inspiration, fresh impartation of the Holy Ghost. Rakabasha kabalaba. Rakabasha kabalaba. Rakabasha kabalaba. Rakabasha. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Rababaros. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The impact of the Holy Ghost is here. Verse 14. So then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. And Jesus returned. He went in the fullness of the Spirit. He says he retained this time. See, in the power of the Spirit. It means that that fullness of the Spirit has been activated into a tangible working. You see, when we talk about the power of the Spirit, you are talking about that presence of the Holy Ghost, all right? That presence of the Holy Ghost being put into a package that works. You can carry the presence of the Holy Ghost. But now what shows that that presence can work? It works. When it becomes that power. You see, it is now, there is that inward intelligence built to transmit the presence of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. It has now become a package to be transmitted. Power is not just made, resided in you. No. Power is manifested. Whatever we talk about power, we are talking about manifestation. We are talking about evidence. We are talking about, it has to produce something. Whenever we are talking about power, we are talking about results. When there is power, you must see. How do you know one has power? It is in what the person does. How do you know there is power? It is when there is a manifestation. Anytime there is power, there is manifestation. Power is manifested. The evidence of power is what power does. I don't know if you are here. Are you sure you are here at all? The evidence of power is what power does. So, it's not just saying I have power. Now, when you have power, power must be revealed. Power leads to something. Power does something. So, he went full of the Spirit. He retained in the power of the Spirit. He's now is ready to produce, to create, to manifest. Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And news of him went out through all the surrounding region. Now, you see, the moment he returned in power, the news of him returned. Why? Because there was manifestation. Say, I'm full of power.
I'm full of power.
Say it, I manifest power.
I manifest power.
You see, the moment he returned with power to Galilee, says the news of him spread. That is how the news of us is going to spread. In the space of 3 months, the news of us is going to spread. Ligo sateleke. The news of us is going to spread. Iga zatele shaya. Katele shaya. Our news is going to spread. Makalabaya babas. I spread. Thank you, Jesus. And the news of him went out through all the surrounding region. So until this time, the news of Jesus had not gone afar. Can you tell someone by you, give me 1 month? No. Tell someone by you, give me 1 month.
Give me 1 month.
Give me 1 month. Give me 1 month. Give me a month. Give me a month. Give me a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right from the time John the Baptist said, "Here cometh the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." When the Holy Ghost spoke of him, then a voice spoke. Then nobody heard of him again. For about 40 days. All right? For about 40 days, nobody heard of Jesus. 40 days, 40 nights. Nobody heard about Jesus. He was not forcing himself on anybody. He was in devotion with the Holy Spirit. Even there, the adversary came to tempt him. He defeated the adversary. With what? His self-effort? No! With the word of God. The word of God defeated the adversary with the word. You see, Bible says, and his news spread abroad, spread in the surrounding regions. Because one young guy, 30 years old, had come doing wonders. Listen, he was 30 years old. If you're 26, Jesus was just 4 years older than you. This Jesus we are talking about was 4 years older than you. Makatalabaya. Makatalabaya. Makatalaba. 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 Maleke. Hey! Likodosadakata. Lateleke. Oh, robobozata. Lakashamanaya. Makanoskovahata. Oh, glory to God. Now look at what Jesus did, verse 15. He said, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Verse 16, so he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. So it was a custom. Now you must have a custom. Even as his custom was, are you sure you are following? He came to Nazareth where he had brought up, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, as his custom was, as his custom was, what is your custom? What are you known for? What are you doing consistently? When you talk about custom, you're talking about something one does consistently. A pattern the person has set for himself. You see, a tradition he has set. Yeah, anytime you hear tradition, you are thinking wrong. You can have your tradition, which is Christ-centered. As his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Verse 17, and was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. You know, so those times the books were not put together. There were many books, so you pick the book of Ezra. You pick, so now when he came this time, he was handed the book of Isaiah. As he was handed the book of Isaiah, he began to look for a scripture. He began to look for a scripture. You know, those times there were no verses. He would have found it easily. There were no verses. Do you understand? There were no verses, there were no chapters. So when you pick a book, you have to be opening. And says, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because, hey, rakatosa. Oh, rababa. Am I the only one these words are piercing? It looks like the Holy Ghost is having a communion with me in this meeting. I just know. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, Lakata, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah! To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. But he first began with, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Right now, there has been so much anointing for right. At the moment, I've seen a book, a chapter, chapters of a book. Glory to God. See, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That was the first word that came out of Jesus. The first recorded word that came out of Jesus in the public space as he retained in the power of the Spirit. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Thank you, Jesus. The first statement he made, he said, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hey, Shema Kataya, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Rakato Sataha. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Rakatakaya. Kebosotala. Rakatala. Rakatala. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Liko Sata. The stirring of the Spirit is in my spirit now. Right now. Glory to God. Senoko sotapa. Lashakumandika. Rabababa. You know what? When the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, what will take others 6 months to do? He can start in a month. What will take others many years to do? He can start in a month. I tell you, when there is that activation of the Spirit, something you've been longing to do in 6 years, we do in a month. We do in a month. Maybe for 6 years, we've been pursuing thousands of souls. But in a month, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Rabba Shakata Labaha. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord. You know, sometimes you are wondering how you can make an impact. You are wondering how you will shine. No, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Limo koboko tala. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Lift your right hand, lift your right hand. Oh, la la matalala. Stir up your spirit. Draw out anointing. Activate that presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Lama katalava. Oh, robo shenemab. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. 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 Rabasota, Rabaha. Rakokata, Ranakata, Rokokata, Rakata, Rabasoteke, Lekekoka, Rakata, Rakabasha, Rakakata, Rakabasota, Rakata Kabaha, Rakata, Heko Shakaba, Akatokoha, Rakababa, Eyakata, Andolobosa, Apato, Eneke, Emanalabasha, this is the code to shine. Are you looking out for that code to shine? Jesus has shown us with his life and his word. That code you need to shine. That code which you need to burn and shine. I found the code. I found the code. You want to burn with fire. You want to shine with fire. We have found the code. We have found the code. Ibo sonda. Palikitosa. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I found a code. I found a code. Are you sure you are here? I have found a code. Liba ba 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 ba. Hey! I have found it. Thank you, Jesus. I have found it. I have found it. I have found it. Balibos. 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 Lidos. Rados. Ah, come on, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Ligos Savaha. When the Spirit takes over your soul, when the Spirit takes over your soul, you will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. When the Spirit takes over your soul. When the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. When the Spirit takes over your soul. When the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed. When the Spirit takes over your soul, you will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. When the Spirit takes over your soul. When the Spirit takes over your soul, you will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. You will
be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over yours. He will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be revealed. His glory will be revealed. Ba 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 ba. We be with you when the Spirit takes over your soul. Will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. We have found the code. We have found the code. We have found it. The Kabbalah Baba. Oh, sweet spirit. Glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. Oh, we found it. I have found the code. Manokobaha. The code of burning and shining. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over. So you see, it now makes sense. It now makes sense. How then Jesus spoke to his disciples, saying, "Tarry." Do you see that? He spoke to them. He said, "Tarry." He said, "Tarry." It now makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. He said, "Tarry.
though he had spoken to them over there preaching the gospel, he spoke to them in Matthew 28. He said, go ye therefore into all the world. But yet he told them, tarry. Is that not a contradiction? No. You said we should go. Now you say we should tarry.
Said after that the Holy Ghost had come, ye shall be witnesses of me in Judea, Samaria.
Listen, we've seen how nobody. They were not talking about this Jesus.
But now we see in scripture, as he retained in the power of the Spirit, his news, the news of him, spread in all the surrounding regions. Why? Power has come.
As in a month, the tangibility of that which God has put in you will be seen. In a month. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over. His glory will be revealed and the Spirit takes over. You will be changed. His glory will be revealed and the Spirit.
Hey, Bakatos. Thank you. kobarata. La baba zovelanda baba. Sonre kito shiva. Come on, are you praying? Lebobo katalaba. Makovo lala mashanda la bahatos. Konomonde ketalaba shanda la mahatos. Come on, lift your two hands and commune with him. Barovo sabaha. So you see, it is by the Spirit that things were made easy. Now we see the code. It is by the Spirit. It means one of the important things you need to have is the consciousness of the Holy Spirit. The consciousness of the Holy Spirit. The consciousness of the Holy Spirit. You see, how conscious are you? Is the same consciousness our Lord instilled in his disciples? You see, he said you must have the consciousness of the Holy Spirit. He's the most important person in your life. So you want to burn, you want to shine. Is only by the Spirit. You see, and sometimes we act like, oh, I know about the Holy Ghost. Listen, relax. You're not conscious of Him. You're not conscious of Him. When He opened the book, He said, the Spirit of the Lord. He said, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. He was with them for 40 days. And then he told them to tarry. Now, it means for 10 days, because the day of Pentecost is the 50th day after Passover. Jesus died during Passover. And he resurrected at the summit of the Passover and was with them for 40 days. Then he said they should tarry. And for 10 days, about 10 days, they went nowhere in prayer. They were in devotion. So that brings a second matter, which I'm not going to go much into it because of the time. By the Lord, as I'm talking, the Lord knows me that I'll go into it. You see, because if you are talking about the person of the Holy Spirit, then the next thing is you must have devotion with Him. And so I'm going to talk about three things. The first one is the Holy Spirit. And we see in Jesus' life the relationship he had with the Holy Spirit. From his birth and his baptism, it was by the Spirit he went to the wilderness, and he returned by the power of the Spirit. His first public announcement was by the Spirit. He didn't see himself, you know, giving sight to the blind,
delivering the oppressed, liberating the captives. By any other strategy, how the Spirit of the Lord, how the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. Thank you, Jesus. How he has anointed me. How I'm anointed. By the Spirit. That the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, there are two responsibilities, there are two functions of the Spirit in your life. Two major functions of the Spirit. There is the Spirit. All right, I can mention three things. There is a Spirit in you. There is the Spirit with you. And the Spirit upon you. The Spirit of the Lord in you is the indwelling presence of God. It means God now lives in you through the Spirit as your life. Now, when Jesus was speaking of the Spirit of the Lord being upon him, he's speaking concerning the anointing that comes upon a man to function. And that speaks of the ability of the Spirit to work his works. You see? And there is the Spirit with you. You see? The Spirit of the Lord with you is as a friend, not as an ability, as a comforter. So Jesus said, "For he shall be in you and shall be with you." But when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, he comes upon you for a responsibility. There are things you do by the Spirit of the Lord upon you, with you, and in you. See, when he comes upon you, he comes upon you with an anointing. The anointing is the ability of the Spirit. So you find people, you see, enthusiastic to preach. But listen, we must recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit within us, with us, and upon us. We don't preach the gospel with our ability. We don't heal the brokenhearted with our ability. See, there is an anointing of God that comes upon you to preach the gospel to the poor. Thank you, Jesus. When it comes upon you, he sends you to heal the brokenhearted. So the Spirit of the Lord upon you is you being sent forth to heal the brokenhearted. Look at it again. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you to proclaim liberty to the captives. It means by the Spirit upon you, when you come, you set captives free. You heal brokenhearted. The poor comes to hear the gospel. Here, the poor is not the one that lacks money. It's the one that lacks the message of Christ. The Spirit of the Lord upon you is to set you, is to make you set at liberty them that are oppressed. The Spirit of the Lord upon you is that you proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I have the Spirit upon me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And right now, as we're praying, there was an anointing that was coming upon you. As we're praying, as we're fellowship with these words some few minutes ago, special graces. You know, listen, there is this anointing that has come upon us. There is this anointing which has come upon us, which is enabling us to do things. Listen, there are things you do except by the anointing of God upon you. Except by the anointing of God upon you. Except by the anointing of God upon you. No human strategy can do. No human intelligence can do. Except by the anointing of God. And all through the scriptures we saw or we see how the apostles operated by this anointing. Operated as they recognized the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. See, there is something about the man that recognizes the presence of the Holy Spirit in his life. That man lives a devoted life to God. Because you acknowledge that there is a person that worketh with you, that dwelleth in you, that is upon you. There is a person.
See,
you live your life in the recognition of the Spirit. By that consciousness of the Holy Spirit upon you, He dissolves weakness. You realize your eyes open to see possibilities. You see how to make things happen.
Thank you, Jesus. See. You wake up every day. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are with me. You are with me. You are with me. You are with me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh. Right now, that strong anointing in my hands. Oh, like a breeze. Like a breeze. Like a breeze. Baraka basoteke. See, I come in the fullness of the Spirit. Say it. I move in the fullness of the Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit in me. Say it. I have the Holy Spirit in me. I walk in His reality. I am conscious of the Holy Ghost. This is the code. I recognize the presence of the Holy Ghost in all I do. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, have the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon me. By the Holy Ghost, I proclaim the good news of Jesus to the ends of the world. Lima katalabaya, rebaba sataka. I proclaim the good news of Jesus. Because I have the Holy Ghost, I walk in the consciousness of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory! Oh, I'm anointed. Ligo basataba. The second item you should know. The second item is devotion to the Holy Ghost. Devotion to the Holy Ghost. You see, you recognize the person of the Holy Spirit. And then you walk in the devotion. You live in devotion to the Spirit. Because we saw in Jesus His relationship with the Holy Spirit. His relationship with the Holy Spirit. You see, when you are in devotion with the Holy Ghost, you are not forcing yourself to burn and shine. You will burn and shine. You see, you will burn and shine when you are in relationship with the Holy Ghost. When you have devotion with Him. Let's write. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Basavaya. Acts chapter 6. All right, first let's look at Acts 1. Acts chapter 1 from verse 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. These all continued with one accord. These all continued with one accord. In prayer, this all continued in one accord, with one accord, in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with His brothers. They continued in prayer and supplication. So even for the coming of the Holy Ghost, as Jesus prophesied, was by prayer. It was by prayer. You might have heard a lot about prayer, but listen, prayer is a code by which we burn and shine. You see, devotion is the code, and prayer is one of the mediums we practice our devotion with the Holy Spirit. So number one, I've mentioned the Holy Spirit. Number two, devotion with the Holy Spirit. And number two, A, is prayer. Prayer. He says, they continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. Nobody has done anything glorious, great, big in the kingdom without prayer. Without prayer. But now, you see, thank God we know the source of the ability. We know it's the Holy Spirit. So we are not just praying. We are praying, recognizing the Holy Ghost. We are praying, recognizing the Holy Spirit. You must live this life in the recognition of the Holy Spirit, in the consciousness of the Holy Spirit. And you must know that it is by prayer you maintain that consciousness of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. That's why we are not praying just for answers. Answers are great. As we pray, we receive answers. But even more, there is a change of our inward state. There is this transfiguration we experience as we pray. We saw Jesus being transfigured in prayer. In prayer. When Jesus went to the wilderness, what was he doing? He was in prayer. That was how come he retained in power. Anytime you go into the place of prayer, you return with power. Speaking tongues. See, that's why there has been that old standing age that the prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. What it tried to say is that when you don't pray, you will not demonstrate power consistently. You will not demonstrate power consistently. You are powerful, but that power is demonstrated consistently when you pray. Prayer is not one of our options. It is the bedrock of our devotion to God. You cannot pray, you cannot expand. You cannot pray, your reach cannot go far. You cannot pray, you cannot affect many lives. You cannot pray, you don't pray, people will not respond to you. I'm not talking about your Sunday service prayer. I'm not talking about you praying when you come for church meetings. I'm talking about a devoted life of prayer. A devoted life of prayer. A devoted life of prayer. It's one of the code. It's a code to living a burning and a shining life. Speaking tongues. Acts 2. Look at what the new saints also learned. Look at what they learned. Acts 2 verse 14. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. After they had cooked themselves in prayer and had come out and experienced the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, this was the result. See, there is an outcome of devotion to God. No, earlier when I started, I said, tell your neighbor, give me 1 month. Give me 1 month. It's because we are going to give ourselves 1 month of intense devotion with God. Intense devotion with God. You see, sometimes you must desire for transformation. Don't allow things to be as they are in your life. Your walk with God, don't let things be the normal way. Press in to have unique experiences. See? Don't take church meetings as a casual thing. It is one of your customs. Yes, because it was a custom of Jesus. As it was his custom, as we read it, that he always went to the temple on the Sabbath day. It was his custom to be there. And then he read a scripture. It was his custom. So it's our custom to be in service. You must also have a habit, a custom of consistent devotion in prayer. Because listen, the people you impact, the people you reach out to, they will replicate your custom. They will replicate what you do.
And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. Verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles. Now look at it. He said, and they continued steadfastly. It means they could have reasons not to, but they continued steadfastly. When you begin to, you see, when you become consistent to pray, to devote, to be involved in the devotion of God, you may have reasons, you may have things to do so that you will not continue in doing what is right, doing the devotion, continuing the devotion. You may have so many other things. You have a lot of schedules. But these ones, he said, they continue steadfastly. They have to be diligent. God does not waste words. God is economical with words. He chooses his words carefully. So when they have chosen this word steadfastly, there was a reason. They have to continue steadfastly. It means it withstood several oppositions, several desires. It withstood things that would distract them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. You see, and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayers. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. These four items are the key items of a vital church.
Do you hear what I say?
These four items continue in the apostles' teachings.
You know, sometimes when you come for service and you hear a message, it's not just that day you hear the message is stuck in your heart. That message is not present in your spirit yet. Let me just chip in that.
You must continue listening.
Some of you, for example, when it comes to the Mahira, you've read it. You know, when you read it and you skip it, oh, it blessed you. But as you stand here, or as you are seated here, you know, the things that were shared in the God's love language, in bearing fruit, you've forgotten. Now, most of you, as it stands now, you don't need a book, or you don't need to even go and buy a book. We have books on Mahira platform. Books. Books. We have books. So it's not just, the writings are not for a day. If it's for a day, after we write it, when the day passes, we'll delete. Like, I'll delete it. Since, after that day, I'll delete. But they are books. So you continue in the apostles' doctrine, in the teaching you are receiving, you continue. You read and read and read and read and read. If I read with some of you, that now this month, you should be reading Bearing Fruits. All right? You should be reading that portion of the book. You should be reading God's compelling love. You know, all those things I shared. When you read and meditate, you cannot sit in your house. If you should be reading and reading and reading and reading them, you read them. That is continuing in the apostles' teaching. That's what they did. They continued in it. And the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and in prayers. They continued steadfastly in prayers. It shouldn't just be a teaching for you. That is one of the midweek service and we are teaching you prayer. No! I'm talking about the code to burn and shine. And it is prayer that brings you into consistent devotion with the Holy Spirit. It is in prayer that you practice consistent devotion with the Holy Spirit. In Acts 8 verse 15, you realize that when the apostles, when they're going to preach the gospel to the people, they said, and they prayed that the people will be filled with the Holy Spirit. They prayed. So even prayer precedes the infilling of the Spirit. Prayer precedes. There is anything you do in the kingdom. Listen, anything you will do, prayer must precede. Prayers must go forth. Prayers must move ahead. Life Connect doesn't begin with outreach. Life Connect begins with prayer. So Jesus showed them, he said, when he saw the people, they were like sheep gone astray without a shepherd.
Then he said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Then he said, pray ye. Do you see it? Pray ye to the Lord of the harvest. Who is the Lord of the harvest? The Holy Spirit. He said, pray ye. Prayers precede outreach. This is how you burn. It's by prayer. And I'm not just talking about waking up and just... No. What's the focus of your mind? What's the focus of your heart? It's not just you wake up, you do 1 hour, then nothing has happened to you. When you are done, you ask, which word did you receive? I just prayed. No! Your emotions are involved. I keep telling you this. Your mind is involved. There's a recognition of God. Recognition of God's presence involved. There is a focus of your spirit. That's why the target God puts in your heart, write them down. Write them down in your room. Write them down or in your diary. Write them down. Write them around. Pray with your diary. Pray with those things, those pictures around. What's the impact you want to make? Pray with those things around you. Have them imprinted in your heart. It's a serious business God has enlisted you into. God has enlisted you into a serious business that requires the focus of your spirit. The way you will not make any impact. 10 years will come and you've not made any impact. The way you are joking with your faith. 10 years will come and you've not made any impact. And you look back and you don't find us with you. We've gone ahead. I've said a couple of times, I said, we are growing. I'm teaching God's word. What is my motivation of teaching God's word? It's so that you will grow. It's so that you, because this that I'm sharing with you, there are things God is talking to me about. There are things I'm putting to work. So the way you are lazy about prayer, we will leave you behind. I said, we will leave you behind if you don't wake up to make prayer an important factor in your walk with God. Several times you see in scriptures, Jesus separated himself to pray. You will sing, I will pray, I will pray, I will pray. You will sing and cry and roll on the floor and kick your legs in the air and then have tears in your eyes and fall on the anointing 20 times. And if you don't pray, nothing will happen to you. The way to pray is not to sing, I will pray. The way to pray is to pray. Develop the discipline to pray. Develop it. Cultivate it. How do we cultivate the discipline to pray? The only way to cultivate the discipline to pray is to pray. And whilst praying, you continue to pray. And whilst you feel like stop ending the prayer, you say, no, I continue to pray. That is how you cultivate the discipline of prayer. And as you pray always, you realize that you develop your skill, the way you can fine-tune your spirit, how you can connect. When it comes to morning, there is a way you know how to connect yourself in prayer. When it comes to you want to exercise healing, there is a way you connect your spirit in prayer. You see, when you're in the devotion, when you're in your devotion with the Holy Ghost, there is a way you can tune to channels in the spirit. You learn the channels of the spirit, how to tune yourself to those channels. If I'm going to pray for the sick, maybe I'm going to a place to pray for the sick. I know what to do to my spirit. From the time I'm going to pray to the time of prayer, or from the time I'm going to minister to the sick, I know how to channel my spirit. We'll be working all right. We'll be talking all right. But there are things ongoing. Devotion. Come on, shout devotion. Say devotion through prayer. We see in Acts 4, verse 31, when they were threatened. The Bible says, for they went to their brethren. And after their head, go quickly, let's go to Acts 4. Keba Kadalaya. So from verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice. Do you see it? When they heard that, they raised their voice. They did not complain. They did not cry. They did not say, what shall we do? Because Jesus has taught them what to do. You have any task ahead of you. You have any ministerial task ahead of you. You know what to do. Prayer. Because in ministry, we do nothing with our might. All things are done with prayer. So he showed us, Paul showed the Philippians. He said, be anxious for nothing. But in all things, with prayer, do you see it? And supplication, he has shown the code. So you look at the time, say, hey, we have 1 month. Hey, I'm anxious. Hey, Ovation Square. Hey, Global Icons. Hey, I have this project. I have 1 month. Prayer keba talaba sotalabaya. He said, my people will humble themselves. Kibotala, ratala, ratala. If my people will humble themselves. This prayerlessness is an evidence of pride. It's an evidence that, God, I don't need you. I can do it without you. I don't need you. Yeah. I don't need you. I can do it without you. So when you wake up today and say, today I'm not praying. If you are saying, today, God, I don't need you today. I can do it without you. Living a day without God's hand. See, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, they began to pray. Hallelujah. See verse 31. And when they had prayed, come on, shout, I pray. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. When they had prayed, suddenly there was the ministration of the Holy Spirit. I told you. Prayer. Through prayer, you exercise your devotion with the Holy Ghost. Through prayer. Imo Siva Kala. Don't be seated there quiet. Be charging your spirit. So that when it's time, when you are going home, you are praying. You get home, you get into prayer. Now look at something in Acts 3. There's something interesting in Acts 3 I want you to see. Acts 3 verse 1. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. Around 3, they went to pray. 3 p.m. You see, at the prayer hour, there is a prayer hour. They knew the prayer hour. So set prayer times. Set prayer times. Write it big. Set prayer time. And set the time now. Whilst I'm talking to you, you know, you are going, no, set it now. Whilst you are seated, set the prayer time now. Write it big in your, set the prayer times in your day. Throughout the day, set the prayer times. You can't say, I've been working, so I don't get a time to pray. That's not true. That's a lie. I remember whilst I was teaching, when it's break, it's prayer time for me. Yes. I will leave the workplace, I will leave the class, and then I'll go to the auditorium. And I'll be praying. I'll be praying now till I hear break over. The days that I don't have lesson, and there's maybe another teacher was supposed to teach the class, with their French or something. Maybe after break, French continues. So I'll go up to the auditorium to pray. So I'll be praying till I hear change lesson. So I'll be using change lesson as a timer. So I'll be praying. Rabakatalaba, balakatalaba, balakatalaba. Change lesson, please. You break over, please. I know I've done 30 minutes. Barakatalaba, barakatalaba. When I hear the first change lesson, I know that I've done 1 hour. Barakapalaba, barakapalaba, barakapalaba. Then I hear change lesson, please. I've done another 1 hour, 30 minutes. It's time to go. Then I close. I say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I'll be going with joy. 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 Boldness. You see, when when you are consistent in prayer, you become aware that God is with you. There are times you find yourself in a place where you don't want to pray out loud. Still pray. It's not every time the Bible says he prayed with a loud voice. Still pray. That one cry, you save energy. Maybe you are sitting, you sit. Sometimes you can have your earpiece. You play a song. Maybe, or you can play a message. You can play prevailing mentality. Or you can play any message. Maybe a message that is about 1 hour. You'll be playing the message. Until the message ends, you are not ending your prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's not every time you have to shout. So you just still don't have an excuse that it's prayer time. But where I am, no. You may be walking through town. Maybe you have to buy something. But what we're saying. Okay, maybe I'm saying why. You see, circle. You don't care who is looking at you, who is thinking. Mad people talk on the street. People laugh at them. They don't care. Don't you sit in a car and people be playing any song at all? Profane songs. And they don't mind. They feel it's a hit song. You too. Your tongue is a hit tongue. There are times within your spirit there is this excitement, but outwardly you are feeling tired. Don't stop. Most of the times you cut. Sometimes in prayer, the Holy Ghost wants to release something to you. Anytime you pray, God wants to release something. There are two things. I don't know about you, but anytime I'm studying God's word or I am praying, I receive impartation. And that is what makes me not to stop. That is why I can do Bible study all night. I can do Bible study all night, back to back. Can do Bible study all night, wake up, continue, do it all night, wake up, continue. It's like I can be on one scripture. Now, I would digest that. I would do it poso. Now, it sends this strong unction. You know, so the ones who are doing this, something will enter you, your heart will be burning. Whilst you are studying the scriptures, your heart will be burning because you'll be seeing things. Like recently, whilst I was studying 2 Samuel, when we started 2 Samuel, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, you know, I was seeing things. Chapter 1, when I was seeing how David, when the news of Saul came and how David was reacting to the anointed man dying. You see, you don't know. You didn't read it, so you don't know what is going on. How the anointed man, David's tears, it moved me. I said, what is that thing that David knew? I had to search. What was David thinking? When it comes to the chapter 4, he says, the house of Saul. There was a long-standing battle between the house of Saul and the house of David. And the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. And the house of David grew stronger and stronger. And the Bible says, there was a long war. So I see things like that. Then I begin to dig deeper into it. Then my heart will be burning. My heart will be, then I'll just get that. I can't sit down. It's like when I sit down, I'll collapse. I feel like I'll collapse. Yeah. It's like my bush is shimmying. Then I just get up. That 3 minutes tongue will release so much, expose my spirit. Because there are things you see. When God doesn't show you, you will not see them. You will not see them. Like today, like I told some of you, whilst we're reading this scripture, I've read it too. But whilst I was reading it again, whilst we're reading it, and I paused and we're praying, quickly, I saw a book. I saw 5 chapters that I'm going to write on it this evening. But these same chapters, now, if it's given to you, you will not see it because we just spoke in tongues. But I spoke in tongues with a burden to glean the life of those words that Jesus read. And all of a sudden, a book title, 5 chapters. 5 chapters just came. We're reading just one verse. Just now when we're reading. So when you're praying, what is the state of your spirit? What is the state of your mind? You are in serious communion with the Holy Ghost. And you must draw out riches from the Spirit. Wells of wisdom. You must draw wisdom as you pray. These guys prayed. And the Bible says, and after they had prayed, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and with boldness to preach. So the question is, after you have prayed, what did you receive? So have it in mind. That's why I say, anytime you pray, say, I will pray in the Spirit and I will also pray in my understanding. So when you pray, you must prophesy. Anytime you pray, you must receive a prophetic word. You shouldn't pray without a prophetic word. And that's why in your groups, in your Life Connect groups, that's why I've been showing you how to do it. After we have prayed, I'll call. Anyone receive the word, then people come and say, then you think that those people are just joking. Nobody just jokes here. Nobody just, why didn't you come? Because you have no word. But it came because they received the word. And mostly, when your heart is open, God will put a word in your spirit. It may be a scripture. Yes, it may be a scripture you read before. And it will not be your mind that is a word. But as we are praying, you will know it's a prophetic word. You see, you will know it's a prophetic word. Don't ask, how did they know that it's a prophetic word? I ask you, how do you also know that this is a church based on Christ? Because there is a knowing of the Spirit within you. So as you pray, you receive from the Spirit. You receive from the Spirit. As you speak in tongues, say, he that speaketh an unknown tongue, speaketh mysteries. You decode the mind of God. So as you are decoding God's mind, what is the decoding? What did you decode? What you decoded is what you speak out. You may think sometimes as you are praying, you pray, rababa, rata, kebo sotalaba. You've prayed that, then suddenly a word drops in your spirit. Then you say, I am in charge. You think it's just a word to entice yourself. No, it's a prophetic word that has come into your spirit. I'm in charge. Then now you think on everything. I'm in charge. I'm in charge. Makasotakaya. I'm in charge. The anointing of that word comes upon you. You see, you realize suddenly the anointing of that word will come upon you. Then suddenly you realize that you are in charge, Ampa. You are truly in charge. Suddenly you realize that things respond to you differently. So I always tell you, when you pray, carry your spirit along. Travel through your mind. Carry your emotions along. I learned this long ago. One time when I was reading, those times, I had a preacher say that your emotions are not important when it comes to the things of the spirit. Then I read a material from either Charles Murray or John Gilley, one of them. And I think Charles Murray was explaining Christ and emotions. This time, this secondary school, when I was in secondary school, long ago. I read from any book I tell you I read. Most books I read in my secondary school, GHS secondary school. That's the time I read books from my brother's library. That was the only time I had access to his library. Yes. So Charles Murray. Yes. And he explained the emotions. That's how that I cover when I pray, I carry my emotions along. That's how I wrote, my emotions are towards God. My emotions are towards God. In the place of prayer, my emotions are directed towards God. I feel God in prayer. You must feel God. Not just in your spirit, in your emotions as well. It is God that created it. So don't separate your emotions from prayer. This is how you burn and shine. Then you rise as an edifice. You are built. So set prayer times. You find that in Acts 3 verse 31. They set prayer time. Don't joke with it. I assure you are here. Then have a place of prayer. Have a place of prayer. Have a consistent place where you pray. You realize it will create, it may be your room. Everybody comes, but you should create, have a place where you stand to pray. It will create some impression in your mind. Whenever you stand there to pray, you will feel like praying. Where I pray lately, when I move to a new place, that place, it has become so serious that when I am around that place, I don't open anything. If you send me a funny clip, I will not watch. Like, I can't do anything that is not Christ. I don't know. I just can't. My hand is Kronkron Bia. You see? Kronkron Bia. Sometimes I don't even want to be with people in that place. I want to be there alone. I don't want to be with people in that place. So create a place of prayer in your room. It can be a place where you put, you know, those. When I was been to the office, there was someone gave us this tie with, they used it for table. I used that place as a seat. I sat on that book. That place, there was a time I started making it the prayer corner. You know, so the kids, Jethro and Zephaniah, came to sit on it and play with it, and I changed my prayer corner. I said, I will not use that place again. So I want to sit on the floor. There's another corner. I will sit there, and I will never that corner. So in your room, create, you can put a place where you put your pillow down, and then you can kneel on that pillow to pray. You can kneel, maybe if you want to kneel, you kneel on that pillow. So that place becomes your Kronkronbia. You know Kronkronbia. Your holy ground. Your place of prayer. Have a place of prayer. Have a place of prayer. It can be a park. If the family has been, it can be a park. However, you can pray in all places. Everywhere you can pray. But at times you know, I've set time to pray at this time. Makabayados. Acts open to Acts 16. Are you there? Acts 16 verse 60. Let me read very fast. It says, now it happened as we went to prayer. Do you see? They went to prayer. That a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her master's much profit by fortune telling. All right? They went to prayer. I don't mean, they went to a place of prayer. See? They went to a place to pray. Then see what happened. Yes, an event happened. They were arrested. But look at verse 25 of the same chapter. So, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Sadly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. This is the power of prayer. The times you see in scriptures, you always go to the brooks. They go by the brooks to pray. They go by the brooks to pray. Find Daniel praying about three times. David spoke about praying three times. And the story of Charles Spurgeon prays every 30 minutes. He prays 30 minutes. The next hour he prays 30 minutes. You pray. He's not praying plain, but 30 minutes. 30. If you put all together in a day, you wait 5 years. Then he pull up. Hey, I will pray. La 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 la. La 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 la. Ayakadaba. Hey, you do some alone 3 hours. Now that's what has happened to most of the young people every day. Hello, la 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 la. I'm not saying that it's wrong not to do, but now that's what every day. You are not praying.
I start to pray now. See, or they warm me up. I don't know where they are. Is it your tongue? Is it your tongue? So they will do. He said they are warming up. Hey, warming up sound weird. We are say thank you, Jesus. Oh, shabalabalaba. I breathe to work. We say prophesy. Oh, labalabalabalaba. I feel no cookie prophecy. Because he spent the whole time doing la 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 la. Those who were doing it, where you see them doing that for 3 hours. They did it maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, then they continue their prayer. Or some after they had prayed. Some of these things, it happens in the heat of the prayer. If prayer didn't reach the heat of point, then So pray, set prayer times. There is certain things as spontaneous prayers. All right? Spontaneous prayers. You are there, you feel like praying, you start praying. Don't postpone it. At times, the Lord is dealing with an issue in the spirit. It may be a family member, it may be a relative. Maybe. You are there, suddenly speak. You see, and let me tell you, you learn obedience to God in devotion. Through your devotion, you learn how to obey God. You learn how to walk in obedience of God. And then you practice the voice, the obedience to the voice of God. So you are there spontaneously, yeah, pray. You don't go like, oh, no. You see, the more you do, you postpone, the more your sharpening here, your sharpening in hearing God's voice becomes blunt. You see, your hearing to God's voice, the voice of the Holy Ghost becomes blunt. You don't become sharp in hearing his voice anymore. So have a place of prayer. Have a place of prayer. Set the time to pray. And pray consistently. And pray spontaneously. Have a consistent, like that time, even if Jesus is coming, to see, set rules. Like no regulations. No time for God. So set prayer times. Never compromise your prayer time, which you have set. Never compromise. That is how your impact is felt. Impact is prayer. Makes impact tangible. You can do all the things, but if you don't soak the things you do with prayer, it's another mere activity. The second thing in devotion you have to pay attention to is the word of God. Acts 6 verse 4. He says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer. Do you see it? He says, and to the ministry of the word. To the ministry of the word. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Do you see it? Verse 15, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is a chapter of the word of God. When you read it, you see a lot of things about God's word. It's a beautiful chapter. It's one of the most sweetest chapters in the Bible. Psalm 119 verse 45. For I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. Then it says, for I am devoted to your precepts. I am devoted to your word. Says, I walk in freedom because I am devoted to your word. I am devoted. Where is your devotion? Are you devoted to the word of God? Oh, you're in a hurry. You know, I was in discussion with one of you recently, and ask the person, have you been reading the books of the Bible? And the person mentioned that I've not read it for quite some time. I don't know whether I mentioned since Judges or since one of the books. I said, we are now in 2 Samuel. We're in 2 Samuel. And you have not been reading. You just read them here. Brrr. See, you are in a hurry. Listen, listen, listen. Where are you in a hurry to? Where are you in a hurry to? The way you don't have time for God in prayer, in the word, where are you in a hurry to? You know, sometimes even reading the books, the way you would read it may be different from the way I read it. I can't read any of the books in 20 minutes. I can't. I can't even read just a verse of the Bible in 20 minutes. It's difficult. But you, the way you read, don't you know that even just 20 minutes, you can read 4 chapters of the Bible with just 20 minutes. And even with that 20 minutes, with your diary by you, you read and you can make notes all within 20 minutes. But you quickly read through the Mahira. You don't even read a dig deeper. You skip the dig deeper. And you comment, crap, when I said, yeah, power chop. Even commenting, unless you are begged. You don't have time. Look, when Jesus was moved to the wilderness, his war with adversary was no war of throwing power at each other. It's a war of words. Which words? The words of scriptures. The adversary quoted scripture. He also spoke scripture. He quoted, he spoke. Imagine Jesus was not exposed to those words. Imagine. When he went to the temple and he read, and the book of Isaiah was given to him, because he knew what is there, he looked for it and he found it. I've said a couple of times, most of the problems you have, they are wisdom problems, and the wisdom is found in the word of God. That's why today I wrote on esteeming God's word. How do you esteem God's word? Job said, I have esteemed your word more than my necessary food. You must have devotion to God's word. You must be devoted. Passion Translation in Proverbs 1, he said, this kingdom revelation shall teach you discipline. You see, it shall teach you discipline and to demonstrate wisdom in all relationships. You will demonstrate wisdom. That is what God's word does to you. David said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It floods your life with light. So that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. There is direction. So the way you begin your day without the word, it's hard. He said, being born not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. You were born of the word that lives and abides forever. It means your living is in dependence on the word, which lives and abides, because you came out of the word. It is by the word you live. He said, because of their ignorance, they pray amiss. Your prayer will be amiss because there is ignorance. How do you know you have the Holy Spirit? Because you spoke in tongues. No. We don't know we have the Holy Spirit because we spoke in tongues. We know we have the Holy Spirit because God's word said so. That is our number one evidence of every reality. You want to know the importance of the word? Read Psalm 119. You see the estimation of God's word. Beyond silver and gold. You are in a hurry to go out there to make money. But not with the substance of your spirit that makes you wiser than your enemies. He said, thy commandment, thy words has made me wiser than my enemies. He said, for I had gone astray, but now I know your words are wisdom. See? He said, sweeter are they than honey. Sweeter are they than honey. There is sweetness in life. And you experience that sweetness by the word of God. Paul told him, he said, give thyself holy. He said, meditate on these things, and thy profiting shall appear unto all. Paul said, think on these things. Whatever is beautiful, whatever is trustworthy, whatever is of good report, said, think on these things. How do you think on them when they are not in your heart? I told one of you, I said, greatness It's a daily thing. You want to have, can you quote 100 scriptures? But you see, when you decide, you don't worry. Let's say every week you memorize one scripture. Every week. How many weeks do you have in a year? 52 weeks. So you meditate, every week you meditate on one scripture. You have 52 scriptures in your heart. One scripture. You cannot say this material you read, one scripture doesn't bless you. And aside that, you see, when you read the Bible, it exposes your spirit to verities you have never known. You just read as you read. Because you see, when you are in a day of adversity, when the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you, when he wants to address issues, he will pick the words of God in your heart. That is what he will pick. He will bring those things which he has spoken. You don't have any excuse. You have daily words to meditate on. You are not the one laboring in word to make those things available. God has anointed someone to labor in word to make his truth available for you. There are scriptures you don't even know. You find them in the Makira. You read and dig deeper. Then you tell yourself, I set 1 hour, 30 minutes or 2 hours of my time. 2 hours of my time every day is for Mahira. I'm reading the scriptures. I'm meditating on them. And I'm praying. 2 hours of my time. You tell yourself, nothing can steal these 2 hours from me. Nothing. And then do it consistently for 1 month. See the color that will come to your life. Because as you do that, you find yourself having a sweet mingling with the Holy Spirit. Because all these things are proceedings of the Spirit. They are things the Spirit issues out to you. They are outbreathings of the Spirit for our what? In-breathing. You don't read your Mahira, so you don't know. See, don't be quick to be the first person to share on your status. Be quick to be the first person to feast on the verities given to you. Get drunk by them. He said, for when your word came to me, I devour it. I ate it. He said, your word entered me and set me upon my feet. It will cast out pride. See, you'll be so full. Don't just be a man of prayer. Be a man of the word. You'll be so full. You realize your life becomes organized. Your life will be full of light. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift your hands. Begin to commune with the Holy Ghost. Next Sunday, I continue with the third item concerning the code to burn and shine. Oh. When the Spirit takes over your soul, when the Spirit takes over your soul, you will be changed. His glory will be revealed. When the Spirit takes over your soul, when the Spirit takes over your soul, when the Spirit takes over your soul, you will be changed. His glory will be revealed. When the Spirit takes over your soul, when yourself and the brethren meet, instead of debating on a doesn't matter, fellowship in prayer. Fellowship in prayer. Instead of discussing people, engage in prayer. Discuss the scriptures. Talk the word of God. Commune with the word. Leka talaba. This is the secret for your next level. This is the secret for your next level. That thou shalt meditate day in, day and night.
In your full day activity, you meditate on the word. You engage in prayer. Paul said, I pray in tongues more than ye all. David said, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Your leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper.
You'll be changed. Your glory, His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul.
In the next 10 minutes, come on, lift your voice. Hey, keba ba 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 ba. Hey, ba 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 ba. Hey, ba 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 ba. Hey, ba 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 ba. Hey, ba 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 ya.
You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul.
Rebakasataha. Rebagazotalaba, rebarata katos, reboshonalabaha, rebatakata, remadose, remarabaye, remanabaye.
You will be changed. His glory will be revealed. When the Spirit takes over your soul, you will be changed. His glory will be revealed. When the Spirit takes over your soul, you will be changed. His glory will be revealed. When the Spirit takes over your soul. When the Spirit takes over your soul, when the Spirit takes over your soul, you will be changed. His glory will be revealed. When the Spirit takes over your soul.
Listen. We are deciding to use now to the next 40 days to do things differently. More prayer, more fastings, more study of the word. You know, can't you see that the adversary wants to attack your destiny, your glory, and your beauty? Considering how you are in a hurry to finish activities of the Spirit, but don't want the day to end in the activities of the flesh. Can't you see that your life is under attack? Can't you see how you can spend time to watch statuses of people? Spend time on social media, but can't spend half of that time in reading His word just to behold Christ? Can't you see there is something wrong somewhere? Can't you see there is a war against you? How you can comfortably watch videos for 1 hour and cannot pray in tongues or spend time in prayer for 30 minutes? Can't you see you are an attack? Because it is in the place of prayer and the place of the word that divine revelations come into your heart.
your heart open. You see beyond. You see the glories ahead. You see testimonies. Doors are open. Insight comes to you. Ideas drop. Strategies of the spirit come alive. The next step to take in your life comes alive.
And then after you spend wasted and while away time, you come back and then begin to feel down and begin to doubt your future. But you forget that your future is built on daily basis. It's what you do every day. Whatever I am now, I believe strongly is as a result of the investment of my time in many years past. Whatever is going to happen in the next 10 years is as a result of the things I'm doing every day. I'll share this example with one of you. And I was saying that for like 2 years now, I've been talking about writing articles on our website. And sometimes I even discuss with some of you. I think I told you that you should write an article. Because I thought it was too much for me to write an article alone. So all the brethren, everybody should write something. So I wanted to form Writers Club, which we are going to form anyway, to write, so we can have many articles there. I was always wondering. Then this year, January, we decided to start writing. Look, just in few months, we have over 100 articles, rich content, that if you are not even writing alone, people can be feasting on it and not finish drinking the wells in those articles. How? Daily writing. It's the same way with the building of your destiny, of your life. The investment of your time every day. You're always praying 1 hour, 2 hours every day. 1 hour every day. Spending 1 hour on God's word. Spending another 30 minutes during your day to meditate on a scripture instead of meditating on Akabeneza. And see the beauty he brings into your life. Can't you see the adversary is trying to take your time away? Can't you see? I make time. So you have to make time. From today, is from now, make decisions. And we are using the next 40 days. I think from now to Global Icons, we have about 40 days, right? Or less. Or more. Less. Less than 40 days. July has how many days? 31. So we have more than 40 days. But we are using 40 days. More prayer. More word. Sorry, June has 30, yeah. More prayer, more word, more fellowship, tongue speaking. Like I'm doing things differently from how I've lived my life. Preaching, sharing the word with others. And let's see how your life will become. Celebrate the Lord.